Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little bit of the Stones bringing us back. 17 till. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Put a .com on the end of that, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You'll find my website, which is just celebrated our 13th anniversary of that website. Formed it in 97. And we're having a great visit with our Barker, who's been a member of my Brain Trust now for a number of years. You can find his past interviews and all the things that he's allowed us to put up on our website that he's worked on. You can find all that at our website, and plus my newsletter. I hope you'll subscribe to that. Plus our weekly poll question. We want to know what you think. We ask a different question every week, and all the other things there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Joel's books include Five Regions of the Future, also Future Edge. His last film is called Innovation at the Verge, and that's what we're talking about. As you know, Joel is a world-class futurist, one of the best of our age. Joel, you've been looking at some things that are coming at us from the future. What's the most compelling right now?
Well, I think one of the things that's interesting is starting to set a trend, and that is that some new research is working on cockroach brains.
Cockroach brains.
I know it sounds gross, but but what they're doing is they're taking cockroach brains, grinding them up, and putting them in an environment where there are very hostile bacteria like MRSA and some of these other things that we have no ways of taking care of.
Now, wait, slow down a second, Joel.
Yep.
I'm trying to imagine, of course, most people don't think of a cockroach having a brain. I mean, isn't it just ganglia? How do they actually isolate the brain of a cockroach? And how many cockroach brains does it take to be able to have anything?
That's a good question. I'll ask the scientists. But they do have brains, and you got to kind of grind up the whole head.
Yeah, okay, all right.
I mean, like I say, it's gross. But here's the deal. They put it in a medium where there are other really hostile bacteria, and there is an antibiotic in the tissue of the cockroach brain that killed 90% of everything. Yes.
Wow.
And what this suggests that instead of just looking for bacteria in soil, which we've really done a lot of,
right,
that there's a whole new universe of enzymes and chemicals and other antibiotic materials that we have just barely begun to look at.
Well, you think about, you know, and without getting too graphic, you think about these little insects that are able to live in all these conditions. They've got to have some kind of a defense, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. And it's got to be different than what's in the soil because it's in a complex creature.
Right.
So cockroaches.
There may be a good thing for cockroaches.
Exactly. And see, the bigger point here is that I try and remind people, and they say, "Oh, who cares if we wipe out a species?" My guess is every species on the planet has a gift.
I agree.
And when we learn to look for the gift, we find it. And here is one that says, all of a sudden, they said there may be dozens of antibiotic materials that we can replicate and use just at the time.
But the ladies in my office are now saying he's right, which proves our point that the only good cockroach is a dead cockroach.
That's good.
Hey, all right, so that's cockroaches. What's another one?
Yeah. Well, the one that goes along with that is just part of the thing is they've just discovered a new giant virus that's actually bigger than some bacteria.
A giant virus?
Yeah, and it's actually a predator. It eats these other bacteria. But again, it's new complexity. It's new understanding of just how varied life is and how little we really know about what's going on.
Huh.
And so the message is the biology is really going to be the explosive science of the 21st century. It is going to bring us unbelievable new opportunities because we're finally learning how to ask intelligent questions of putting things. Yeah.
So, all right, so what do we do with all that? What do we do with that information?
Well, it's starting to accumulate, and it's starting to get accessed in a way that businesses will be able to say, okay, here's the research. And by the way, they should be watching this stuff. Mm-hmm. Here's the research. Here's the researcher. Can I build a relationship with that researcher to lead to a technology that I could use in my business?
Mm-hmm.
And it may be plastics. It may be you know, the trouble with pharmacies, you know, the pharmaceutical industry, it's very big and very expensive. But that doesn't mean there aren't all other alternatives coming up. So I would say for our small business advocates who are, you know, people who are listening, is pick up your Discover magazine, pick up your Technology Review magazine, heck, pick up The Economist. To be honest with you, The Economist has had more good
It's a good publication.
Lately.
So you're really saying good. You're saying that where we think of much of the innovations coming from chemicals and synthetics and things, there may be some natural. There may still be some things we can learn from the natural world.
I would put it this way: the natural world is going to just overwhelm what we have thought we have learned so far.
Well, look at what we've now learned about the ancient medical regimens.
Yes.
I mean, so much of the things that they did in those days, we now know that wasn't just hokum. You know, they were real healing processes and healing properties, I should say, in some of those things.
They knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
They were great observers. They didn't do exact science like we do, but they did observational science. And, yeah, it's clear that there's a pathway that reaches way back and now is reaching forward in ways that we just never dreamed before. Again, cockroaches have chemistry enzymes that could protect us from very nasty infections.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
We're going to talk about magnets when we come back in the next segment. Can we talk about magnets?
Yes.
I think you got something on magnets and and maybe even something on schools. We'll see how much time we have. See how much time we have. Joel Barker, give us your website, please.
It's joel@joelbarker.com.
That's the email. joelbarker.com is the website.
Yeah, joelbarker.com.
You can find all the books there, the films, all that stuff, folks. Check it out. It's a wealth of information. You don't want to go through life without knowing what Joel Barker has to say, I promise you. 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.